This is the Shir Iyun from Shiori Rababa. We're going to be talking about Chazaka, the Psak Chazaka. Last week we talked about Cheskas Momen. This week we'll talk about Chazaka more in general. Chazaka the Meikara, the Psak Chazaka. The Gemara in Bava Basra, there's a case in Bava Basra in Cheskas Abatim where the Gemara has the machlokes amoraim about a certain din. It's a sfeika d'dina. I might as well let you know the secret now. It's a machlokes what the din is in a certain case. There's a migul lahotzi. There's a whole fancy type of migul. Maybe it's migul b'mokameida. Maybe it's migul lahotzi. It's machlokes amoraim what the din is. And there's two cases in the Gemara with the exact same machlokes. One is by land, who the land belongs to. And one is on money, who the money belongs to. So the Gemara says, we paskin like Rabbah. We don't really know how to paskin. I mean, the Gemara's phrasing is, we paskin like Rabbah by land and like Rav Yosef by money. But the point of the Gemara is, we don't know who we paskin like. It's a suffix. So by each case, we let the thing sit where it is. So by land, where the person who the suffix applies to, he's holding on to the land, so he keeps the land. And by money, he's holding on to the money, so he keeps the money. And the Gemara says, Tosfos there asks Akasha that really land should go to the Marakama. When you have a suffix, land should go to the Marakama. And it's staying by the person who happens to be holding on to the land at that point in time. That's what the Gemara says. That's the case of the Gemara. He doesn't have Cheskos Gimel Shonim. He's sitting there. So, but you don't take it away from him. But normally when you have a suffix and you paskin on land as opposed to metaltalin, by metaltalin, even as we said last week, even there's one din of you don't take it away from the muhsin, the suffix al totsienu. And that's not even a psak chazaka. But there is a psak cheskis moment. But the psak cheskis moment by metaltalin is different than by karka. By metaltalin, the muhsik is the person holding on to it. By karka, except if you have gimel shonim, a special, perhaps, takonas chazal, whatever, gimel shonim, so karka b'cheskas ba'aleha harishonim omdim. It's called cheskas morakama. It's also a psak chazaka, cheskas momen, and it goes to the morakama. But in this case, it doesn't go to the morakama. In this case, it's staying by the person who's sitting in it, which would indicate that we're not really paskening a psak chazaka. This is what Tosfos doesn't say all this pefarish, but we're clearing away a lot of debris, so to speak. So it's obvious that there's no psak chazaka, because if it would be a psak chazaka, then by karka you would be paskening like the marakama. So you just keeping the money where it is, like what we called last week, like Misafik al Toitsiyenu, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Mandakovle Keva, Ozalabayasya. That's also a din of a Maitimachavela Barayas. So, there by Karka, you're not going to go give it to the Marakama because this guy's sitting in it, so you have no right to chase him out. Because, right, if you have a Psak Chazaka, so by Mormon, the Chazaka is with the Marakama, the Cheskas Mormon. But if it's just a passive din, you leave it where it is. So that's what Tosfos points out, and Tosfos asks it as a kata. Why aren't we paskening chazaka here? Why aren't we paskening chazaka? Why are we giving it, why are we awarding it, very specifically Tosfos says, why are we awarding it to the guy who's sitting in the karka? We should award it to the marakama, because so Tosfos says that as an indication that there's no psak chazaka here. And he has a case in Ksubis, a case in Darshatya, a case with Trey and Trey, but we're paskening the Chazaka, and you give it to the Marakama, it's enough in the Gemara. Tosfos didn't make this up. It's a Gemara in Ksubis, and Chaf Aleph, that indeed a Safek, you give it to the Marakama. That's the Psak Cheskos Momen, you give it to the Marakama. So Tosfos says there's a Chilik, he says it's a Doichek. But he says that you have to be mechalik between a sveika of trey and a sveika of the dina. That in a sveika of the dina, you don't go basa chazaka. Why a sveika of trey? So you go basa chazaka, cheskos morakama. Even though by trade or traders it's not, you don't go Basa Chazaka either, but we're going that you do go Basa Chazaka. That's the Marshaki with the Marshaw with all kinds of Mepharshim. Okay, but that's Tosis's point. Here it's a Suffolk and Din. Who do we pass them like? Who has the correct legal position? Who's correct legally, halachically? They're arguing in Svara. You want to know who the Paschal might be. So you can't go Basa Chazaka, but the din is, you're not going Basa Chazaka means you leave it by the person who has it. You'll say that's also Chazaka, so that's what we explained last week. That's not really Chazaka. That's the Svara and Bava Kama, also called Hamoch Machvel of Araya. It's not even Chazaka. Maybe it's only called Hamoch Machvel of Araya. Not even called Cheskos Mom. It's not a Chazaka. It's just on the Kovlai Kevo. It's a little bit Yasu. You can't take something away from someone without a Raya that it's yours. That's what Tosa says. So obviously, we want to know why. Why by a Sfeik of the Dina, you don't follow Chazaka? You have a Sfeik. So that's a Shitas Rashbam. Tosa's Bava Basra. Chonan talks about it. Jimin talks about it. This is the Tosfos Shita that Tosfos suggests by a Sfeika Dedina you don't go Basa Chazaka. It's not Muskim either. Other Rishonim will see, and it's Hashem all have a cases of Sfeika Dedina where they do go Basa Chazaka. But that's Tosfos Shita Bava Basa, that's how he explains the Gemara. Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Tumas Saras, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, explains the reasoning of Tosfos. And he says as follows. When you have a Suffolk, let's say the granddaddy Chazaka is Nagoin. He's really talking about a case where there's a Sfeika Dedina by Nagoin. That's the Mishnah Melech case. And the Rambam does not pass when you go Basa Chazaka. And normally by Nagoin, that's Tzaras, you do go Basa Chazaka. In fact, that's the granddaddy of Chazaka, of the Psukim by Tzaras, Cheskos Aguf, of Tzaras, So Mishnah Melech talks about this Rambam that apparently is not going after Chazaka. So he says, when do you go Basa Chazaka? When you have a Suffolk in Mitzis. We're talking about a Cheskos Aguf. You want to know what came first, the Chveis, the Baharis, or the Seir Lavan. You know? So you say the Cheskos Aguf is that he did not have this Tzaras. That's the Chazaka. So you're determining one of the two Tzadim through the process called Chazaka. Mashenken, he says, in the Suffolk in Halacha, where there's a Suffolk, there's a certain case, and the question is, what exactly is the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? How did Hashem give over the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai to Moshe Sinai? It's just another case of Sfeika Dedina, really. It's a legal question. If they come at the same time, it's a legal issue. So you can't follow, so what are you going to say? The suffix to say the guy's Torah, he has a Cheskos Taira. Because he's coming to be Metame the guy. So the Maisa, he has a Cheskos Taira. So the Mishnah Melech says you can't follow Cheskos Taira because the Cheskos Taira cannot address the slave, the suffix. When the guy, you don't know what came first. You have a question in the Tzias. So the Chazaka, Cheskos Aguf, Cheskos Aguf can address the Metzias. These are the words of the Mishnah Melech. The Cheskos Aguf can, not exactly, I'm paraphrasing. Cheskos Aguf can address the Metzias. By a Sfeika Dedina, it can't address the Suffolk. It could. Now, you have to understand what he's saying. It's Shaykh Chazaka. You could follow the Chazaka. You don't know what to do, so you follow the Chazaka. But that's what the Mishnah Melech is saying. It's not just what to do, chazak, or what sometimes in the yeshivish world is called hanhaga. But the yeshivish world happens to misunderstand the yeshivish term of hanhaga. It's like yeshiva, two-layer yeshivish. Hanhaga, even when it's used, doesn't mean that it just tells me what to do. Avad, it's a psak. But it's a psak of hanhaga, meaning it doesn't address the suffix. It doesn't address the tzodei ha-suffix. But it's not like, do this, like we have in Tavis HaVavis, you know, make believe you have b'chir. No, it's a psak that it's tohar. It's a psak that he's tohar. But it's not addressing the tzodei ha-suffix. That's when the Achronim use the word hanhaga, that's what they mean. Now, the Mishnah Melech is saying not like that. He's saying, that L'chayra, he said, very openly, that Chazaka must address its Tzadei HaSafek. It says, assume this, Tzad. Did the Baharis come first? Did the Sayer Lovin come first? He has a Cheskes Taira, the person. Assume, so it can address the Tzad. Hashem by Yisrael the Din, it can address the Tzad. The Chilek Zehu Nochom Be'ena. If Shimon and Shari Yosher says, doesn't make sense. When, if you really, really think about it, it doesn't make sense. Because Chazaka doesn't address the Metzius either. I mean, right? You have a get, Safek Karav Loi, Safek Karav Lo. And she has a Cheskes Eishes Ish. So, it doesn't really address. I mean, she has a Cheskes Eishes Ish. That's a din. A Cheskes Aguf, that he's Tohor. Cheskes did maybe that he's tar. Cheskes Aguf that he has no nega. So that's Chazaka. So that doesn't really address. It can't address the Metzius. The Metzius is not Muchra by the Psak Chazaka. Rav Shimon says it's Lasach Nishredin. You know, he can't understand it. Rav Shimon can't fathom, so to speak. Boy, you hold it's wrong. Rav Shimon holds it can't be that the Psak Chazaka is Machriya. A Tzad HaSofek, because it's not. If it was 50-50 before, it's 50-50 now. You're no smarter than before. Maybe, right, maybe Eidus, but Chazaka. So anyway, it doesn't address a guy who has a Cheskes Tumah. You don't know when the mikvah became Chasim. So you start off saying, oh, he has a Cheskes Tumah. You don't know if he had a valid tefillah, he has a Cheskes Tumah. So that addresses the status if the mikveh had enough water in it. But then it never addresses this stuff. So what's the difference this case or that case? So, you know, you can learn Shari Yosher. Good luck to you. And as always, it's there in his view of Chazaka. So Rabbi said like this. He started off by bringing the famous the mikveh shenim, that case, right? You had a mikveh, you knew at one point in time it was a kasha mikveh, then at another point in time you measured it and you saw it was below 40 saw. So all the tyrus are considered the top. Kala tyrus shenim, naswal gabo batmeos. Mora wants to know why. Bainbush was a yoga, Bainbush was a rabbi. The tmeos, even Bush was a rabbi. Why? So Gemara says, because they have a Cheskes Tumah. You're talking about things that were Tomei and they were Nitval, so they have a Cheskes Tumah. So then the Gemara says, but wait a second, the mikveh has a Cheskes Tairah, that it's kosher. So the Gemara says, that's the Harei Chosar Lefanecha, so that's called Tartin the Reyusim. We'll be talking about, exactly the point of Tartin the Reyusim. So that's the Gemara. Now, so the Ritva wants to know, he understands the words Kala Tairus Shanasu Al Gabov means that a person, Tairus means food. Food, you're not Tairus in a mikvah. Tairus means food. So he understands that the case is that a person who was Tomei went to the mikvah and subsequently touched food. Subsequently touched truma, subsequently touched kachim, or for that matter touched chulin. And you only want to eat chulin Al Tairus and Kodesh. So the Gemara says, is saying essentially, that we should assume that the food is tummy. Now, because the person has a Cheskes Tumah. That's the Cheskes of the Gemara. The person has a Cheskes Tumah. So he says, wait a second. But the food had a Cheskes Tumah. Why should we care about the person? Why should we determine the Shaila based on the Cheskes Tumah of the person? Gemara says, Shiny Hassan Damrinan. Again, he learns Kala Tairish and Nasu al Gabov Tmeos. Tairus traditionally means throughout Shas. Food that's Tairus, food you don't bring to a mikvah. So it's not talking about tummy food that you took to a mikvah. So it means the person. Nasu al Gabov means the person that was tummy went to the mikvah. And now you don't know if it was a good tefillah or not. He touched food subsequently. So the food is tummy. So Ritva says, why? So they have a Cheskes Tairah. Right? You don't know that. Your suffix is on the food. You want to know what the food is right now. That's your suffix. So, they have a cheskos tyre. What do you care? A guy has a cheskos tyre. Right? Chazaka doesn't. Why should he be the determining factor? That's the Ritva's kasha. So the Ritva answers. Chivin, the Vaday Noga Bohem, since he for sure touched them, you know he touched the food. So you're going to, this is the Ritva's words, so the food has his din automatically. They don't have their own din. They have his din. Then he compares it to Nida, and Nida, that according to Beis Hillel, Matamu Meis Leis, Lamafreya, right, the woman that saw Dam, so she was Matamu Meis Leis, right? So everything she touched also is Tama, Meis Leis. And then she has a din of a Suffolk, right? If you remember, in the Sechas Nida, it's clear that the Tumma Meis Leis is only Tolim, Lo Ochlim, Lo Sorfin. It's not called the Vadai Tumma, it's called the Suffolk Tumma. And the tyrus that she touched also get a din of Suffolk Tumma. And they have a Cheskos Tyra, the Ritva says. They have a Cheskos Tyra. The woman, Shodam, the food has a Cheskos Tyra. But he says, but she Vadai touched it, the Ritva. Kol Hecha Deika Vadai Maga, when for sure there was Maga, so you don't follow the Chazaka of the things that were touched, you follow the toucher. If you're the suffix, if it touched or not, so then you follow their chazab. Why? So the rabbi went into the Ritva and he explained as follows. So let's say you're masupik, let's take the case of suffix karavloi, suffix karavloi. A guy threw a get at his wife, and right, if it's Karav La, it's Mugureshes, Karav La, and Mugureshes. So, and your Masupik now, she's an Ashes Ishan. You Masupik about a lot of things. The reality of your Safek is if it was Karav La or Karav La. Right? And that results in a din, right? So your Masupik about her din. If she's an Ashes Ish, or if she's a Pnuya, if she's a Gurusha. So Rav Abba was Taina, it was Kaveya. He says, and now I'm hearing like the way I understand what he's saying, the Hesper. You have to understand that Suffolk is a legal reality. We talked about this when we first went Schmeitzer. Suffolk doesn't mean like, oh, I don't know. Like that's Chasar and Yudia. You know, you don't know. Go find out. There's a certain legal status called Suffolk. It's a parsha in the Torah. And there's something called Suffolk that you could have Vadai Chazer, like Mams of Vadai Loi, Mams of Suffolk. It's a legal status. An item could be a Suffolk Mamzer. An item could be the Suffolk. And that's the difference between Chesar and Yedi and Suffolk. That's what we find when we learn Shmaitz. So the Rambam says Suffolk Derabona, Suffolk Deraisa Lakula, the Rambam Shita is. So every time you don't know something, you're allowed to go eat it. Obviously not. I don't know. It doesn't say. I don't know if it's kosher or not, I'm allowed to eat it. It's ridiculous. Teretz is, if it's only chisar and yediyah, you don't know, so go find out. It's not called a suffix. The legal status of suffix is not always created just because you happen not to know something. It might be everybody else knows and you don't. There has to be a certain charidga, I think it's called in Hebrew. There has to be a certain, like it has to enter into reality that it's a case of a suffix. What we would call in Mormon Dror de Mamon. It's a suffix, it's a richting a suffix, it's worthy of being a suffix. It's a legal status. It's, the suffix mams is mutter. It's a suffix. You know, ben Tisha, Larishon, Ben Shevel Achra. That's a suffix. The suffix staring you in the face. It's taka suffix. So suffix is a legal status. So he's saying, by the get. The halachic suffix. Although you could easily be fooled and say that the makor of the suffix, the source of the suffix, so the real suffix, you have to really say, what's the suffix? What's the halachic suffix? What's the legal suffix? What's the real suffix? What do we bring into the dish? What is the bezdin masupik about? What is the halachic suffix? So you would be tempted to go to the source of the suffix and say that the suffix is whether it was karav loy or karav lo. But that would be not true. Because that's not a legal status. The halachic suffix in din, he calls it, as opposed to the ofen ha-suffix, what created the suffix. But the suffix in din, the true suffix, and I'm adding to that, if you talk about a halachic suffix, this is true what we're about to say, because every suffix is only meaningful in terms of being a halachic suffix, not because you don't know. If you're talking about you don't know, so you don't know if it was karav loy or karav lo. That's really what you don't know. And that's the source of what you don't know. That's nizgalgal to if she's an eshes ishah. But if you're talking about a legal reality of suffek, so the etzem suffek, as it manifests itself, is this woman an eshes ishah? The question if the get was karav loy or karav lo becomes only, I say only, I mean it's not only, but it's only the oifen of what created the suffix. But the suffix in din is what she is. So, and that's where chazaka has to address. So the Ritva is saying as follows. The suffix on this food, the etzem suffix on this food, is not if the food is tahor or is tamei. The suffix is if the person, since it was vaday maga, so he transferred his tumah to the things. So the din suffix. The halachic suffix, the legal suffix, that's what I think it is. The legal suffix is not on the food. The legal suffix, the Ritva is being mechadish. We're going to be mechalic between get and this in a moment. And other things too. The legal suffix is in the person, if he's tamei or not. Because the suffix in this food, when you're looking at the food, that's why I think it needs this air that has there. If you're saying, what don't I know? So you're saying, I don't know if this food is tamei or tahor. You focus on the food, because that's what you want to know. That's what you don't know. But the din suffix, the legal issue, is whether it, since it was vaday maga, the Ritva says, so the legal question is whether or not the person was tamei. So therefore, the Ritva, the cheskos taira of the food, can't help you. Because the suffix is if the person was tamei or not, and he has a cheskos tumah. Further hesker, to explain it even more clear. He says, you may want to ask a question on the Ritva. Why stop there? Say the person vaday went to a mikvah. So, why do we care that the person has a cheskos tumah? We're not really mesupik about if the person's tamei or not. The legal status is if the mikvah had 40 sol or not. That, like, why don't you say the same kind? Why don't you look at it that way? Why do you look at the person that's tamei and say, oh, I'm going to say hamei tamei al cheskos, which is what the Gemara says. Why don't you say that he went to the mikvah? Like he said, he touched it. Here's a Hivadeh went to the mikvah. Another case he has is by Almonas Isa. If in Sufis you have a case where a woman was nival to a Safek Cholo. And you want to know if she became a Chalom. So you say she has a Cheskos Kashus to Kuhuna, the Gemara says. It's Almonas Isa, she has a Cheskos Kashus. Now, again, she was Vaday Nival. So so why don't you say, like, following this Ritva's reasoning, that when you have Vaday Maga, so the real suffix, even the way we're explaining it, now we're going to explain it better so you see the chilek. the suffik in din is not the food really, it's the person. One of you say the suffik in din is really not the person, it's really the mikvah. And the suffik in din is really not the almana, it's really not the woman. It's really the boil. He's the one that's the suffik chalal. If you have to really go back to the suffik, even in din. So is he a chalal or not? So you said there's a big difference. And this really further clarifies the point. When a person touches food and he's tamei, his tumah is transferred to the food. It's not like, oh, you know, there's an Xeris HaKosuf. That if a tamei person touches this food, the food becomes tamei. It doesn't work like that. You see from the dargis of Avat Tumah, Rishon Tumah, Sheni Tumah, the tumah that it acquires is transferred to it by the metamei. It's not like they say, if I touch this, it becomes tamei. No, I make it tamei. I'm a tamei. It was a transfer. And in every transfer, it's machiz darga. It goes down a matrega. And that's why you have rishon l'tumah, sheni l'tumah, shlishi l'tumah. A mikvah is not to tire you. There's no like reservoir of tahira in the mikvah, and that gets transferred to you when you go into the mikvah. When you go into a mikvah, you become tahar. But it's your din. It's not the mikvah's din. The mikvah is not doing its. The mikvah is not transferring its din to you. If you go into a kosher mikvah, you become tahar. You were told her, you become tahar. Or the woman, the chalala. The man doesn't transfer his psul to the woman. If a mamzer boil a woman, she doesn't become a mamzeris. A woman that's nivel to a chalal is a chalala. But he doesn't transfer to her his chalolo kite. So he says, when does. So he says, that's the chilek. When it's noiveya from that, that's what the Ritva is saying. This further clarifies what the Ritva is saying. So, by mikvah, he says, the mikvah is just the oifen that you become tahar. It doesn't transfer its tire to you. So if you have a suffix of the mikvah's chaser or not, So the suffix in din, if the person is tamei or tahar, is a makoristic a suffix. That's you don't go back a step and say, where did that come from? Because that's the makora suffix, is the person tamei or tahar. And the mikvah just becomes probably like the suffik karav loy, suffik karav la. That just becomes the hechitimsa, the story. Why the person would be tamei and why the person would be tahar. But the din suffik is on the person. The din suffik is on the person. Is he tahar or is he tamei? So you go, that's why you can follow cheskas taira by the person. And by almanos isu also. That's why you can follow cheskas kashrus. Because it's her din. Is she puzzled or not? So what did we establish here? We established that there's a suffik, a din suffik, and an oifen suffik. The din suffik is the legal suffik that exists, as I explained, because suffik will always have to ultimately have a legal status to be real, that it could be called suffik chazer, that it could be called Suffik Mamzer, that it could be called a Suffik, that you're allowed to go to Kula, you're allowed to follow Chazaka. Suffik's a legal status. So you have the legal status. So that's what the Rabbah wants to kind of. So when. What's Rav Shimon's problem? And every time you have a suffik, a suffik eishes ish, suffik karav loy, suffik karav la, the chazaka can't address the karav loy and karav la. We don't care that it can't address it. Because that's not what the legal suffik is. That's just what the Rebbe gave it a label, the oifen ha-suffik. That's what brought about the suffik and din. But the only suffik we're concerned about is the suffik is in din, the legal status suffik, is she an Eisha Shish or a Pnuya? So you could paskin with Cheskos Eisha Shish. You could paskin. Mashenkin a suffik the Dina, it would be wrong after the Heretus. You don't know if the money is Ruvain's or Shimon's. So the suffik in din is not the kor of loy, kor of law, and the real suffik, I'm sorry, right, what do you say? You know, the suffik eishes is suffik tenuya. The kor of loy, kor of law is not the halachic suffik, that's just the ofen ha-suffik, what brought it about. But that's not the halachic suffik, if it was kor of loy, kor of law. Mashenki by Seikha the Dina, you're mesupik if it's Reuven's money or Shimon's money. That's your suffix. Reuven's money or Shimon's money. So you want to follow Chazaka. So Taisus know that the suffix, the halachic suffix, is the suffix in din. The suffix in din is that's the halachic suffix. It's not like kor of law or kor of law. The suffix, adarab, in other words, you have the suffix of who the money belongs to. Is Adarab, but that's like the Ritzvah's Tomei Dika guy touching the Chayfetz. Or Sofek Tomei Dika guy touching the Chayfetz. But you can't follow the Cheskos Taira of the item, you have to follow the Cheskos Tum of the person. He's making a Tomei. So by a Sofek and Din, that's what I've been explaining to Rashbam and Taisus. You can't follow the Cheskos Momen. The Cheskos Momen, you follow it, the Sofek would be Ruvain's or Shimon's. So you follow Chazaka, you pass him Morakama, Ruvain more. But when the suffix is the suffix in din, that's what the suffix is. That's where it's noiveya from. That's like the Ritzvah's guy that's tomei, that's vadai touching the food. So you know that the tumah is noiveya from this person. So you don't care about the cheskos taira of the chafetzim. Hashem gave me said by mikvah, and if I like that. So here the Ritzvah's saying, I'm sorry, Taisus is saying, Ishmael Melech, perhaps, that a suffix in din, that's where the suffix is noveya from. So you can't use chazaka to paskin ois. Your real suffix in din, not just your equivalent of kor of law, but your halachic legal status of suffix by a suffix in din is the suffix. You don't know what the din is. That's what the suffix is. Not whether it's Adarab, not so much whether it's Reuven or Shimon's money. That's just the Tetzah. Like you say, if the Suffolk Tomei touches Tyrus, so it's true. You don't know if they're Tomei or Tomei. But that's not where the Suffolk lies. It's not where it's Makor. It's not where it's coming from. Hashem came by a Suffolk Dina, it is coming from there. And therefore you can't use the Chazaka. Therefore, you can't use chazaka. Oh, then Rabbi went further and said that lamaisa, there are chokim with the Ritzvah. It's much too complicated and complex to go into now. But Rashi has a story in Kiddushin Daf Pei, which is directly chaylik on the Ritzvah. Rashi's story is that a tinok was badai touched the Isa, and the tinok was safek tamei. And according to Rashi's story in Kiddushin, you go Basa Cheskos Taira of the Isa. You do follow the Cheskos Taira, and eventually you learn that Sugya Ritzvah Taka learns the story differently. That it's a Safeg Maga. It's not the Tinog's Vadai Tamei, and you're not sure if he touched the Isa or not. According to Rashi, you know he for sure he touched the Isa, and your Safeg is whether or not he's Tamei. But you go follow the Cheskos Taira of the Isa. So you see, there are Rishonim that are chayuk at this point. And he says, you also see that there are Rishonim that are chayuk with the klal of Seikha Dedina. Indeed, the Ran and Kedushin and the Sugya, you may know the Sugya of Korav of Nosan Huv Omrahi, which is a Seikha Dedina, whether the Amira ruins it or not, it's a Safik and Din. And you go Basa Cheskos Pnuya, the Ran says. Uki Yishu B'Cheskos Pnuya. So there's a Ran in Kiddushin that B'Chayra, that's very B'Chayra. Kaman often says not like Tosfos. It says that you do put her on a cheskos pnuya, even though there's a cheskos there. So Rabbi went on to explain that she does well. Like, what's that perspective? This famous Gemara Nida that we keep quoting about the mikvah shenindad. So the Gemara starts off saying tamei. Oh, that's there's a rational explanation for that. Hamid tamei al cheskaso. The Gemara says adiraba hamid mikvah al cheskaso. And the Gemara says hark to the reis. But at the point where the Gemara says adiraba hamid mikvah al cheskaso, what did the Gemara want at that point? So Rabbi brings down that the Tosfos Rosh says that it would be Tomei, for sure Tomei. Same type of reason. You know that Tomei went to the mikvah. Now, there wouldn't be a chazaka against the chazaka. For sure the chazaka of the mikvah would be gover over the cheskos tumah of the person, because that's the inception of the story. So you would certainly follow that chazaka. That's what the Tosfos Rosh says. But you would one chazaka is postulating the makor ha-safek, even though it's not like the ritva we saw by Tumma or Mechalim, or else the Gemara could have never said Ami Tomei al cheskaso. But according to these Rishonim, there's a different svara. I mean, you go back to the makor ha-safek. If you have a chazaka on the makor ha-safek, that's stronger than a chazaka on the totsah ha-safek. The Marsha and Maharam in the Maseches Nida argue. They learn the Gemara differently. When the Gemara says, Adirabba, Amit Cheskos Amikva al Cheskoso, the Gemara means it would be a Sofik. It would be a Chazok against the Chazok. And it would be a Sofik. Not it would be Vadai Tohor, but it would be a Sofik. And the Christ says it's Vadai Tomei. So why is that? So you read that, okay? Brings down a famous Gemara over there by the woman who's a Suffolk Halala and she has a Chazaka. And then let's say she has a daughter. So there's a Mandiyama Machsher Bo Machsher Nidika. Right, we're going to focus on that Mandiyama. Now she, the woman, has a Cheskos Kashrus. The girl that's born, your Suffolk is maybe it was born. Like the Suffolk is the one that's born and never had a Chazaka. Maybe it's possible. So the Mandema Machshava Machshava Bita, and there's two reasons given by the Rishonim why there's such a Mandema Machshava Machshava Bita. The Beis Yaakov, the Nasivis, and others say, the Shmaitza, they're not Rishonim, okay, the Shmaitza, the Beis Yaakov says that the Chazaka is enough of a Machriya that we could then, the Chazaka is Machriya, the story. She has a cheskos kashrus, but that tells us, so you're allowed to assume that the boil was kosher, to the degree that once you're assuming the boil was kosher, you can be machir the daughter. That's how far the psak chazaka goes. That's how the Shmaitza learns. It's not mavarer. I don't think Rav Shimon is kosher. It's not mavarer. You're assuming. You go back to the story, the paskening, she's kosher. So it's not in a vacuum. It's like saying, assume, cheskos eishes ish, assume the get was korav loy. So you say, cheskos kashrus, assume the boil was kosher. Okay. So the daughter's kosher. That's how some learn. Others say that the bas does have a certain type of chazaka called cheskos imasa, like cheskos avasa, that if her mother was kosher, she's probably kosher. There exists such a type of chazaka. It doesn't seem like there should, because we want to know from our very inception of birth, we want to know if she's kosher or not, but there's such a thing called, she has, for our purposes, it's enough to say that the other Rishonim hold that you can't use the chazaka of the mother to pass it up on the child, but the child does have an egg and a chazaka. So if you look at this machlokes, as Rabbi says, Right? So what are you saying? You have a suffix if something was nishtan. You have a suffix if a woman became a pnuya. You have a suffix if a woman became a pnuya. You have a suffix if a woman became posel. So you follow chazok. So it seems that there's a machlekes here. How far are the tentacles of that chazok? Does it remain on the chayfetz itself? It's just a psak in the chayfetz. It's not a psak in the sofer, in the makora sofer. It's just a psak in this chayfetz. Maybe you would call that hanhaga, as we say. You know, it doesn't address the tzaddik, it's like saying. Or you say no. It addresses the tzaddik. So once we paskin, it's becheskes taira. So I mean, here's obviously the difference. If you hold it's a psak. If you hold it's a psak on the etzem sofek, so you paskin she's Torah. So you say okay. So you have to. You can assume that the boil was kosher. So then you would say cheskes ha'im ha'ani labas, like the Shmaitzer. Mashenkin, according to the others, well, it's only a psak in and of itself. She's kosher. It doesn't say to assume, it doesn't give you the right to paskin that you can assume that it's kosher. And the mele, you don't have cheskesei mani labas. So that's the machlokes of cheskesei mani labas. So that's what Rebbe wants to say is the other machlokes by the mikvah. You have the suffix if a person's tamei, so you say, okay, he has a cheskes tumah. Then you say the mikveh was showing. So if chazaka paskins ois, not just on this item, what we would call hanhoga, that she says this is that. But like you say, she's kosher, the male of the boil is kosher. So that would be chazaka against the chazaka. Right? That would, no, what? So then you would go to the makor of the suffix. Then if you'd pass him that the mikvah is tohor, then you would say Mela, like all the ramifications, you're passing up also. So that would outweigh the Cheskos Tumah. It would be the same type of Shaila. It would outweigh the Cheskos Tumah of the person. If we say that the Psak Chazaka allows you to assume all the ramifications, not just limited to what the Psak is on, so then just like we say the Moshe Cheskos Ein Mani Labas, so when we pass in that the Mikvah's Tohar, we would say that the person's Tohar. Mashenkein, if you say that you can't carry over the cheskes ein mani labas, that it's a psak just in this item on the isha, and it doesn't allow you to assume, it doesn't paskin the ramifications of the psak. So then here also, it doesn't paskin any ramifications. So when you masupak about the mikvah, you paskin the cheskes aguf of the mikvah. When you're musubik about the person, so you're passing the cheskos tumah of the person. So it would be chazok against the chazok, it would be a suffix, the way the Marashah views it. In other words, you have a machlokes, whether the cheskos kashrus of the mikvah is gover over the cheskos tumah of the person, or it's equal, and it's chazok against the chazok, and it's a suffix, and the machlokes, that's what the Rebbe is saying. If you hold that the pshat in cheskes ein mani labas is that the psak chazaka allows you to assume to paskin all the ramifications, so then here also, certainly the mikvah's psak would be greater on the person's psak because that's the ramification of the mikvah, not vice versa. So that's the makor hasafek. So you certainly follow that. Mashenkin, if it's localized, if it's only chal on this item itself, kosher, posel. Tomei, Tohor, Pnuya, Yishish, so then you have a Chazaka against a Chazaka. There's no reason why one would be stronger than the other. The because it doesn't allow you to have any ramifications. It doesn't say to paskin the ramifications either. So then Rav Abba feared eyes and said, that's how you can understand that there could be chazaka by sfeika d'dina. See, if you hold that chazaka encompasses the ramifications, so then you say by sfeika d'dina you can't have it. You have a suffix, who does this money belong to? But paskining that it belongs to him, just like if you hold cheskasei mahani lebas, so paskining she's kosher says that the boil is kosher. So here paskining the moment's his is trying to determine a sfeika d'dina, which it can't possibly do. So that's why you can't follow chazaka by a sfeika d'dina. Hashem and the Rishonim that hold that you could follow chazaka by sfeika d'dina, they could be of the opinion like the other mandiyanim that we saw. Say that when you have the cheskes tumah of the person against the cheskes tayir of the mikvah, it was called a safek. The cheskes tayir of the mikvah was not gover. It's chazaka against chazaka because it's all just two localized chazakas. The other ramification was that you don't say cheskes hey mani lebas, and the reason the bas is kosher is an entirely different reason, and it allows you to say chazaka. By, that's the third nafkamina, it allows you to say chazaka by a sfeika d'dina. Because it doesn't have to tell you the ramifications, it's just a localized shot. Who does this money belong to? Who does this money stay by? And it stays by this person. See, that's why there's mandi amrim, rishonim, they could say it even by a sfeika d'dina. Okay.